Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to begin sharing with you on the subject of putting on the garments of God in your life. We've been talking about being in the Word of God and all the principles that cause you to be strong in the Lord and how you can live by the power of God and release the power of God to operate in your life. And certainly it's important that we put on the garments of God if we're going to see us live in victory. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. That's what God wants to do in our life. You know, when you receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, you're born again. You now have a spirit of power. You have the spirit of righteousness. You have Christ dwelling on the inside of you. You've been made right by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who took away our sin. He remembers our sins and our iniquities no more. He bore away the iniquities. And praise God, now we can put on the garments of God and get rid of all the filthiness. We don't want our garments defiled by the things of the flesh and sin. God wants us now to put on the garments of God, God's clothes. In Revelation 3, verse 4, he says, Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Here, this is talking to the church at Sardis in Revelation chapter 3. And he's talking about just a few people who had not defiled their garments. What happened to the rest? They all had defiled their garments. There were only a few names. And those that had not defiled their garments were walking with him in white, and for they were worthy. We want to be those that do not defile our garments. Instead, we're going to walk in the ways of the Spirit. We're going to walk after the Word of God. We're going to overcome sin. We're not going to yield to the flesh. We're not going to draw back in the way of worldliness. We're going to be those that put on the garments of God, and we don't let our garments be defiled. Verse 5, he says, He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. What's going to be the key? You've got to learn to overcome in life. God has made you more than a conqueror. You are able to overcome. Notice he said, He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. You've got to overcome sin, because all sin is unrighteousness, and it will cause blotches on your garment. The Bible talks about the spots and the blemishes on our garment. We don't want our garments spotted by the works of the flesh. Instead, we should hate our garments spotted by the flesh, the Bible says. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And he goes on and says, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's quite a statement. We need to overcome in life. You're going to overcome as you walk with the Lord and be obedient unto him. So we're going to put on the garments of God, and we're going to get rid of everything that is not of the Lord. In Genesis 35, verse 2, Jacob said to his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. Filthiness will come if we have any idols before us. Strange gods, anything that we look to as a source in our life. It is important that we keep ourselves from idols. Remember 1 John, last thing he said in there, he said, Little children, keep yourself from idols. We need to keep ourselves from idols. That is anything that is a source outside of God. You can be an idol yourself, looking to yourself as your own ability. You can be looking to another person as a source in your life. You can be looking to something of the world or a person or somebody that you consider a source for you in your life. God does not want you to have any other source but the Lord. Put away all the strange gods that are among you. Be clean and change your garments. We have to be clean, get rid of all the idolatry, change our garments by putting the Word of God in us and putting the Lord first place in our life. In 2 Samuel 12, verse 20, David arose from the earth, he washed, he anointed himself, he changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and after he required eat, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Notice, David, who was there, arose from the earth. That speaks of the flesh. We got to come out of the flesh. And he washed. We are to be washed. What washes you? We're washed by the water of the Word of God. As you come out of the ways of the flesh, minding the flesh, a carnal mind, and you put on a spiritual mind, the Word in you, you're going to be washed by the water of the Word. And he anointed himself. We have the Anointed One dwelling in us. Now we have Him not just, we can anoint ourselves in the sense through receiving the Word, because the Word is anointed within us. And as we receive the Word, that anointing will dwell in us. And of course, the anointing of the Spirit of God is dwelling in us once we receive the Holy Spirit. And notice, He said He changed His apparel. God wants you to change the garments. You've got to get rid of all the negative garments, and you've got to put on the positive things of God's Word. Get rid of the complaining, griping spirit, and start putting on a praising spirit. Get rid of that heaviness. Put on that garment of praise. Put on what God wants you to put on. Get rid of that negativism, that sin consciousness, and put on that righteousness consciousness of who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ. And it says, as he changed his apparel, he came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. As we are changing our apparel and putting off the garments, we're going to see that we're going to come into the house of the Lord, the manifest presence of God. We're going to worship Him. And as you worship God in the very presence of God, He is going to manifest His power. In Exodus 28, verse 2, thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother for glory and for beauty. Holy garments. He goes on and says, he'll speak unto all those that are wise hearted, that I filled with the spirit of wisdom, that you may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. We want to have holy garments. The Word of God is the holy Word of God, the holy Scriptures. As you get the Word in you, you're going to be putting on holy garments before the Lord. And you're going to be filled up with the spirit of wisdom and consecrated to the Lord so that you can minister as a priest before God. Remember, you are a priest before the Lord. We are a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood. We're to minister spiritual sacrifices unto Him, and we're to enter into ruling and reigning under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In Exodus chapter 29, verse 29, the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him. They're not only supposed to be for us, but also for our sons and daughters after us, our family. God wants us all to have on the garments of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38, Saul armed David with his armor. He put on a helmet of brass upon his head. He armed him with a coat of mail. David girded his sword upon his armor, and he stayed to go, for he had not proved it. Otherwise, he backed off from going, because he hadn't proved it. And so David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved these. And David put them off of him. Saul was a man after the flesh, a man who relied on his own ability, a man who relied on the arm of the flesh, while David was a man after the Spirit. And he operated according to the power of God, according to the name of the Lord, according to the Word of God. And this is what we want to do. We cannot have on fleshly armor and think that we can deal with problems in our life. No, we need to put on the spiritual armor of God. And that's exactly what David did. And he went and he slew the giant with the armor of God, with the weapons of warfare that brought forth victory. He came at him in the name of the Lord of hosts, because he had a covenant with God, and he overcame in his life. It's important that you put on the armor of God. Get rid of Saul's type of armor, the armor of the flesh. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17, what are we doing with this armor? We're going to enter into warfare. Here is where he's talking about looking for an intercessor. And he says he put on righteousness as a breastplate, a helmet of salvation upon his head. That sounds like the armor of God, doesn't it? And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. We get that armor of God on, the Word in our heart, the Word in our mind, the Word in our mouth, the Word direct in our steps. And here it said also, he put on the garments of vengeance. You must understand, as you're putting on the garments of God, you're putting on warfare armor. You are to endure hardness as a good soldier in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are to war a good warfare. You are in the army of the Lord, whether you understand that or not. And it's time for you to rise up and take your part in the army of the Lord. And he was clad with zeal. You're to be zealous for the works of God. You're to be zealous to do the things that God tells you to do. Not be slothful, not be lazy, not be one who's self-serving. Self-serving people have defiled their garments. People that have denied themselves, those are the only ones that can follow Jesus. Jesus said, if you want to come after me, let him deny himself. Any man come after me, let him deny himself. And he's going to crucify that flesh, and then he's going to be able to follow Jesus. Here were these garments of vengeance for clothing, and clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. Otherwise, you're going to release the power of God against the enemies of the Lord, and they're going to be destroyed. God wants you to get those garments of vengeance on, because you're going to be doing battle. Isaiah 61 verse 3 talks about putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. One of the sacrifices that we offer up today, not only ourselves a living sacrifice, but we offer up the sacrifice of praise. We are to bring the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord, and we offer up spiritual sacrifices of praise and worship unto God. You need to get that garment of praise on you, and that spirit of heaviness will lift off you. Most people get into heaviness because they're looking at their circumstances. They are moved by what they feel, and they do not have their eyes on the Lord. Get that garment of praise. Start praising God and speaking His Word, and watch that heaviness lift off of you. Isaiah 61:10, he says, I'll greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. See, you need to realize who you are in Christ. You've been made the righteousness of God. You've got the Word, and you can get the Word that produces your salvation in your mind, in your heart, in your mouth, and directing your steps. He covered you with a robe of righteousness, and now you can greatly rejoice and walk in these garments of salvation. They're going to produce healing. They're going to produce peace. They're going to produce prosperity. They're going to produce victory. They're going to cause you to overcome in your life. God wants you to take away those filthy garments, get rid of it, overcome, put away everything that's not of the Lord, get the Word in you, and get the armor of God on, and go forth with the garments of God, and watch God do great things in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.